Prologue. This is what Charlie had been waiting for. The house was quiet. The girls were asleep. As if his life depended on the results, Charlie began again to write in his journal. Charlie wrote, "If you battle with addiction, there is no doubt that your life and very soul will fight with John Barleycorn to the end. There are two paths. One is filled with anger, resentment so deep with guilt that the worst of that shame becomes routine and the burden all yours. If your life is taken down this path, you believe that your life is worth nothing, and that becomes your reflection on the world around you. By action, the practicing addict who beats his wife and his children shows that a substance is more important than life. The second path is one of confrontation between the denial of an out-of-control life and the relentless search of how to restore yourself as your warrior soul seeks recovery. The addiction is a brand upon your heart, and though it may heal, the scar can never completely be removed. As an addict in recovery, you must learn your weapons of sobriety, keeping them close at hand and never again to lay them to the ground of blind denial. John Barleycorn is willing to bring you an early death if you by mistake listen to his seduction. The waste of a drunken, drug-filled life is foolish. An addict prays for clarity to examine that addictive scar, and in the battle for sobriety, expecting nothing else, reflects hope and the kindness and goodness to heal others. And that is why I left Rosie, to heal others."